by Close. Malmquist had a chance, but that was gloved and held on to.
And Malmquist came up.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
who gets to the puck and able to golf it up out through center. 5.5 minutes left in the second period. Gophers lead 6-1. Horniak now across the line. Saucepat Lacombe, who's on all fours in the Minnesota zone in the corner. Snuggerud gets to the puck and able to golf it up out through center. 5.5 minutes left in the second period. Gophers lead Slay. Wow.
We're lucky. A couple of nifty offensive moves the last 30 seconds or so. That one results in a what was similar to earlier in the first period when the net got knocked off. The same exact post came off, and I think Minnesota was the one that did this one. Just like the first period, it was Wisconsin, but this one there wasn't a shot involved, and they whistled the play dead.
Face off to the left of Justin Close. Stopped all 44 shots he faced in Minnesota's sweep of Wisconsin here last February. He had three shutouts all season, and two of them came against Wisconsin. The other in the regional final against Western Michigan that got the Gophers to the Frozen Four a year ago. Here's Kerr. Faked a shot, then shot the puck, and it went off the stick and just went wide on the glove side of Close.
Owen Lindmark in the slot got his stick on that one.
Gophers get it out to center. Badgers pick it up. Kerr whacked at by Pitlick. Fired a pass that got through off a stick. Lindmark put it between the legs of Lacombe. Tracked it down. Centering pass redirect by Erdahl. He pushed it wide. Zach Erdahl's been on a nice roll. 4 goals last 6 games. Puck underneath Lacombe, who's on all fours in the Minnesota zone in the corner. Snuggerud gets to the puck and able to golf it up out through center. 5.5 minutes left in the second period. Gophers lead 6-1. Horniak now across the line. Sauce pass to the slot. Stramel defended nicely. Skated it over to the left circle. Tried to get it out to the point. Horbach kept it alive in the attacking zone. Horniak, Stramel stops. Tried to shoot Pitlick in the way. And then Stramel did get a shot off. Went off the stick. Puck popped in the air. Close out of his net. Loved it. And now Stramel being attacked by a few Gophers.
Stramel, the puck popped up in the air, and he, just like everyone else, went to try to get it.
Yeah.
I think Close got his glove on it, and didn't get a great look the first time, but guessing there was some contact there while the puck was up in the air.
And he made contact with the goaltender is what he did. Kind of extended his arms as if just to push Close away to get some space. And Close was going for the puck just like Stramel was. They're going to take Horniak, and I think Cooley's going to get a couple of minutes too.
Stramel, a guy that seems to be involved in a lot of things. This one, pretty innocent. He actually got hit first by a Minnesota player into the goaltender, and didn't appear that he tried to get out of the way much, but he definitely got hit into him by Cooley.
Yep. Then Kester went hogtied Stramel. Referees had to separate things. It'll be 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes as Gordiak and Cooley both take minor penalties at 14:42. Face off to the left of Close. Lucius plays at the Kuhlman out at the blue line. Center point. Skates off to his left. Drops it off to Stramel. Left wing Kuhlman looking backside for Licky. Kuhlman's tried to push it towards the net. Faber got his stick in the way, and the Gophers take the puck. 5 minutes to go in the second. 6-1 Minnesota.
Badgers pure offense right now. They kept Stramel and Lucius on the ice and put out Kuhlman and Mike Vorlicki, who's been the most offensive guy tonight, probably.
Boy, he was all into the World Cup today during lunch. It's like he knew all the players. Did you ever play soccer growing up, Mike? No.
I just like Lionel Messi.
Yeah, right. Badger steal, Caulfield, Kuhlemans, Lucius, 3-on-2 potentially. Nice sauce across. Kuhlemans catches and shoots. He tried to go under the glove of Close, who was sliding on his knees to his right, but Justin Close made the stop and hangs on for a faceoff.
That was a nice play by Kuhlemans to control that puck. It was a bouncing puck that came across, and he knocked it down with one stick and then shot it with the second motion. And Close was there for the save.
Face off to Close's right. Buglin, Nyes, Chesley, and Johnson for Minnesota. Caulfield, DeSane, Foul, Dexheimer, and Kerr for the Badgers. Brock won the faceoff so strongly it went past the two Badger defenders at the blue line, and Wisconsin has to get back into its own end. Kara will leave it off for DeSaint-Fowl. Matty DeSaint-Fowl, 2 goals, 7 points this season for him, and now he coughs it up at center ice, 2-on-1. Nice with it left wing. Hughlin in the slot. Nice pass. Shot. Good save made by McClellan, sliding to his left. Go for his control in the offensive zone. Chesley, first collegiate goal earlier this period. Poke check by DeSaint-Fowl. Now double team. Badgers take the puck away. DeSaint-Fowl one hands a pass to Caulfield. Dexheimer now with it. And Dexheimer fans at a cross-ice pass, and we'll just settle things down. 3:38 to go in the second period. Gophers lead 6-1. Jimmy Snuggerud out there, third generation of Snuggeruds, or from the family. Snuggerud just twirled Bantle around, lost his stick. Carson came out of there with it, and here he comes. Bantle left wing, cross the line, Badgers onside. Stang tried to sauce for Vorlicki, intercepted by Minnesota. Snuggerud now. Jimmy Snuggerud. Vorlicki turned and actually back pivoted or pivoted away and gave Snuggerud a little extra lane right wing, and he shot it wide.
Yeah, Snuggerud, he had a great opportunity and then missed the net by 3-4 feet.
Yeah. Snuggerud with 11 goals, 23 points for the freshman, had a hat trick against Minnesota State in his third collegiate game. Here's Korniak, tries to go short side on Close, charging hard left wing, but Close closed the door with his pads, made the stop, and got a faceoff. 6-1 Minnesota, 2:53 left here in the second period.
Korniak went really hard to the net. Didn't really do anything after, but the Minnesota didn't like him getting that close, I guess, or whatever. But good job by Korniak getting around the outside and trying to sneak a puck pass Close.
150th career game for Jack Korniak tonight. Brock Caulfield played in his 150th. A couple of weeks ago. Face off to the right of Close. Mersch out there with Erdahl and Malmquist now. Mersch won it. Nice face off win. LeMaster from the blue line. His shot blocked. Strobel tries to strip him of the puck. LeMaster had regained possession. Now the Gophers have it with 2:40 to go in the period.
Talk about 150 games. Obviously, some Badgers getting extra years and getting lots of games played, but so far, no one's caught 179 games by Rob Antringa.
Nope. Although it very well could happen this season. It could happen this season. Brock Caulfield tonight playing in his 153rd game. Here's Kuhlman's right wing. His shot got through. Chest save made by Close. The rebound was there to be had, but Mersch fell down, couldn't reach it. And now it's back into the Wisconsin zone with 2:05 to play. Robbie Andringa, his son Jack, doing a little high school coaching these days. Malmquist, nice pass. Lindmark's shot stopped by Close. Rebound there, and then he put his blocker down right in front of the net. Badgers getting some chances here, Paul.
That was a nifty little play.
Yeah.
William Malmquist through the Minnesota D. Minnesota kid hustling through. Makes a nice little pass, and he's been pretty active tonight, actually. Back checking, little offensive plays like that.
Yep. Played the game on Friday against Michigan. Was a healthy scratch on Saturday. Back in the lineup here tonight. Badgers, two extra players on this road trip. Braden Morrison and Caden Brown, healthy scratches this evening. Minute 45 left in the second period, 6-1 Minnesota. Lucius. Crunched against the boards by Nelson. Comes off the wall. Had the puck. It just crawled right off his stick. Stramel now with it, though. In the corner. Roughed up by Johnson nicely. Gophers Nelson tried to play it up the near wall and out. Dexheimer read the play. Kept it alive in the attacking zone for the Badgers. Lucius cycles to the corner. Korniak hits the brakes. Peels back to his left. Tries to do the same back to his right. But Cal Thomas took the puck away. Then Brodzinski's headman pass hit the butt of his teammate, Nevers. And now Lucius Topol shot one, tried to go stick side. Nice save made by Close. Long range shot by Dexheimer, redirected by Wisconsin's Korniak, and it bounced wide. Minute to go in the period, 6-1 Gophers. Here comes Nevers now. Gophers dump it in, McClellan stops it. Reverses course to Kerr, and he'll lob it up through center. Lacombe stops it with his skates. Badgers get it back. DeSaint-Fowl now. He'll whip it down to the left corner with 35 seconds left. Badgers with numbers on the near side of the offensive zone, but then the Gophers recover and take the puck away. Good hand-eye coordination by Vorlicki to knock down an aerial feed. St. Fowles pass intercepted by the Gophers. 20 seconds left, and they stand back in their own end. Pitlick now will dump it down in. Far corner of the Wisconsin zone to our right. He then overskates. Kuhlemans now has it. Pitlick trying to pester him into a turnover. Kuhlemans skates out of his own end with speed. Four Gophers back. Kuhlemans mishandled the puck, went to the corner, and that'll do it for the period. Gophers score twice in the second and lead Wisconsin 6-1. Badger fans, this season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. After two, Minnesota 6, Wisconsin 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Mariucci, the Badgers trail Minnesota 6-1 after two periods of play. Gopher scored both goals in the second period. Rhett Pitlick beat Jared Moe from a tough angle left circle at the four-minute mark. Pitlick's seventh goal of the season. Cal Thomas with a helper, the only helper. It made it 5-1. Moe was then pulled for Kyle McClellan. And about 5 minutes later, Ryan Chesley, a rookie defenseman, scored from Logan Cooley and Matthew Nyes at 9-12. Chesley's first goal of the season, that made it 6-1. Paul, the Badgers outshot the Gophers on goal in that period 16-8, but were outscored 2-0. Tough night for Jared Moe. He gave up 5 goals on 16 shots in 24 minutes of play. What you're doing now, you know, awfully difficult to score 5 goals in the third period. You're playing for tomorrow. So Badgers played well in the second period, already just trying to build and you know, get some sort of momentum here because you got another game tomorrow night.
Unfortunately, mistakes matter, and Wisconsin's made some.
Yes.
Goaltenders and others. And Minnesota is too talented of a team to make those mistakes, and they've scored on just about all of them. So that's just the general play of the game. I mean, Wisconsin's doing okay in the offensive zone. They're getting lots of chances. You just take away those mistakes, which obviously you cannot do, but it's a frustrating game because other than those mistakes, which are obviously the most important part, it's a good game, but it doesn't matter. It's not a good game because it's 6-1 on the scoreboard.
It's similar to what we saw in East Lansing against Michigan State. Badgers had 89 shots on goal against the Spartans and lost 5-0 and 5-1. You know,
and I'd say Wisconsin's offense has been way better here than it was at Michigan State. They've had chances. They've gotten around the net. They found one goal, but you're going to give up 6 to anybody. You're not going to have a lot of success.
No. Badgers down 6-1 after 2. We'll be back in a moment from the American Family Insurance Broadcast Booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. When you need the best, turn to Metabo. Grab the Metabo 18-gauge pneumatic brad nailer, ideal for trim work and furniture building. Now on sale for $49.98. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable. Get up.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Minnesota leads Wisconsin 6-1 as we get set for the third period of play. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Penn State scored three goals in the...
As your captain, we are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an air...
A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please...
But early, we've seen some flashes for Malmquist tonight. Definitely contributing offensively. That one nifty little play, a little stop.
Just to set up Horbach on that play.
And we've seen, we talked about earlier, we've seen some flashes for Malmquist tonight. Definitely contributing offensively. That one kind of close on the rush, but close had the glove out there. Tried to probably go but under the glove, between the glove and the pad, and close found it.
Yeah. The 5 foot 10 inch goaltender, you don't see a lot of them anymore. Shane Conley laments that every day. Puck played out to center ice. And then back to the Gopher blue line, Lacombe and Kester staying on the forecheck. Oh, good steal by Malmquist. Blindly put his stick in the passing lane with his back to the passer. In the corner, Malmquist goes to get it. Tumbles down. Pass out intended for Jugnauth. Intercepted by Kurth. Now Wisconsin will send it back to the Gopher zone. They've got it. 13-18 to go in the third. A 6-1 Minnesota lead. Strobel. Kurth now. Jugnauth on him. Kurth dumps it deep. Rolls around to the near side. Borlicki. Plenty of room. Sends it ahead. Lindmark. Center circle. Malmquist. Faber on him. Malmquist stick handling. Now finds an open Horbach. Kicks it to his forehand. Tried to go short side. And close with a save. Nice play by Malmquist to set up Horbach on that play.
Yeah, we've seen, we talked about earlier, we've seen some flashes for Malmquist tonight. Definitely contributing offensively. That one nifty little play, a little stop and start. Found Jack Horbach. Kind of hit him in the skates instead of a stick, which would have been helpful, but nice play anyway.
Set up play off the faceoff, won by the Badgers. Kuhlemans to Horbach straight away, and his blast ricocheted off a body to the corner. Horbach battles back in the offensive zone, sauced it across, and not a good pass. Neat Nice takes it away, looking for Cooley, but he was offside. Cooley wanted the puck before Nice was ready to pass it to him and skated right across the line before Nice had gotten there.
Yeah, Cooley saw the opportunity, and he wanted up the ice, or he took up the ice going hard and just had too much speed. Badger slowed down Nice just a tiny bit, and Cooley went off. He actually went off by probably a couple feet.
Yeah. Matthew Nyes is a heck of a player, too. U.S. Olympian last year. Second team All Big Ten. Made the All Freshman team the year prior to that. He's a big left-handed body, Matthew Nyes. Actually, he's only a sophomore. As a freshman, he made second team All-Big Ten. 15 goals, 33 points. Not bad. Snuggerud tried to stick handle between a couple of Badgers, taken away by Borlicki. Still 6-1 Minnesota. 8 minutes gone by in the third. Chesley just blew a tire in the defensive zone, but got back up and took the puck away and flipped the pass off to Snuggerud. Across the line. Here he comes at the dot. Tried to center to Chesley, who filled the lane right down the middle, wide open, but the Badgers deflect the puck to the corner. Tony Granato had said we need to defend in numbers tonight. Shot in front, McClellan, great save. Rebound popped off to his right. At times, it's looked like Minnesota's had more Gophers on the ice than Badgers. The way they, you know, again, they've been limited to 23 shots on goal, 24 now. But, boy, they're getting some really good looks.
The last one, it looked pretty even, three on three, and then all of a sudden.
Stramel just coughed up the puck. Huglin with a breakaway. He tries to deke backhand, 5-hole, 7-1 Minnesota. The freshman tried to stick handle out high in the offensive zone by the blue line, and Aaron Huglin, the sophomore from Roseau, just stripped him of possession and took off. And made a nice play to beat McClellan between the pads.
That was a heck of a play by Huglin. Kind of looked like he put a stick up on its side and pulled the puck out of Stremel. He was high up in the zone, so there wasn't anyone behind to cover up if there was a turnover. And another turnover, another goal for Minnesota.
Second goal of the season for Huglin. It's unassisted at 8:48.
That was a nifty breakaway move, too. He pulled the puck across, got McClellan to open up, and slid it over.
Center ice faceoff, slides all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. And Kerr to D. St. foul. LeMaster ahead to Mantle. Couldn't get it deep. Lacombe takes it from there. Now to Ryan Johnson. And a turnover. D. St. foul slot turnaround shot missed the net. He was about 15 feet away. Now Caulfield backhands out to the point. Kerr swings it left side. LeMaster sets and fires and close interfered with. And now Bantle going at it with Nelson. Lacombe as well. And the linesman in there to cool things down, although I think Bantle's going to get the gate. He got a little overzealous that time, made contact with Close, and then the Gophers wanted him away from their goaltender, and then he just didn't stop. I think the frustration set in.
That's interesting, because that was...
Well, Lacombe went at him pretty...
outside the crease.
Yeah.
That Bantle just was trying to get in front and screen, and he made contact with Close, who was outside the blue.
Now we're going to take a look at video replay. He's battling for the puck. Close reach for it, and that's not Carson's fault. But Bantle gets the two-minute minor. And so Minnesota will get its third power play of the night.
They did call roughing, I think, instead of goalie interference. So it might have been something else that happened on the play there that I wasn't looking at.
Roughing the goaltender. That's silly.
Wow.
I don't think that was the appropriate call there. 9:28. Now Close turns the puck over and an easy chip shot for Caulfield, and he missed the net.
That's actually Lindmark.
Did I say, I beg your pardon, Lindmark?
I think, I'm guessing that maybe the puck was up on its end when it came across and he couldn't get it where he wanted it.
Block shot, Kurth. Good job by Sam Stang on the PK. And now Lamb wide open, Pitlick right down the middle. McClellan with a save, rebound batted around in the slot. Gathered in by Nevers. Here's Brock Faber now at the point. Bob Motzko with his second power play unit out there. Middlestead falls down. The Badgers able to send it all the way down. 9:28, by the way, the time of the penalty to Bantle for roughing the goaltender, supposedly.
He's got the fourth line out there now.
Yeah. Motzko's a big fan of Tony Granato. Gophers are leading 7-1. Calling off the dogs almost. A lot of time left, but goodness.
And again, we look at the scoreboard, and it's 34-27 shots for Wisconsin.
Yep. Puck slides free. Badgers have it. Kuhlemans shorthanded. Hirsch with it. Skates into the offensive zone and wrists one from the left wing. Easy glove save for Close. And he hangs on. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Game two of the series tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Time. We'll be on the air at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. And then the Badgers will be idle for about 2.5 weeks before the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Looking forward to that December 28th and 29th.
That was a blast last year in Milwaukee. It's great to play at Fiserv Forum. Last year was where the Bucks had won. We're the defending champs at the time. And
yep.
Energetic crowds, and it was a fun weekend for sure. Or I shouldn't say weekend, middle of the week.
Yeah. It's after Christmas. It feels like a weekend.
Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday.
Badgers will play both nights at 7:30 p.m. Warbach throwing his body around in the Minnesota zone. Gophers have the puck. The Badgers are back at full strength. Minnesota 1-for-3 on the power play. That power play goal by Bryce Brodzinski at this point would prove to be the game winner. 7-1 Minnesota. 8:12 to play. Cooley at center. Gets by one Badger, then another. Then D. St. Paul takes the puck away, and then the Gophers get it back. Snuggerud now. The son of Olympian and All-American Dave Snuggerud. Jimmy Snuggerud's brother actually attends the University of Wisconsin.
He was a fill-in last year for equipment manager Sis Paulson when she was gone for the Olympics.
With the women's hockey team, yep. All the players affectionately called him Snuggy. Shot goes off a stick into the mesh, stopping play. They'll clean up the ice a bit. We'll take a break. Gophers 7, Badgers 1 from the American Family Insurance Broadcast Booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of the UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Gophers 7, Badgers 1, 7:40 left here in the third period at Mariucci Arena. And the large crowd that was in attendance, about half of them remain. Badgers have just iced the puck. So we'll see what the coaching staff elects to do for tomorrow night in goal. Jared Moe played only 24 minutes tonight. Kyle McClellan's been pretty good. He's allowed a couple of goals, but neither goaltender's save percentage all that special right now. Thomas just flubbed the puck. Badger steal. Gorniak gains the line and will send it to the corner. And Stramel in on the forecheck with Lucius. Pass to the left wing. Lacombe got his stick on it. Gorniak goes to get it. Now Lucius in the corner again. Centering pass by Lucius off the stick of Nelson. Lacombe, good defensive play. Nelson outmuscled Stramel. Ribbed it around to the far side. Now lofted out to center. As he's back onside and will dump it down in. Lucius in on the forecheck. Near steal behind the net. Cruz Lucius originally committed to Minnesota as a 13-year-old and then changed his mind. Last year, his brother, Chaz, played here as a freshman and then left after 1 year and signed with the Winnipeg Jets. Cruz decided to change his destination for college and joined the Badgers in June. Wisconsin happy to have him. And now Jugnauth accidentally lobbed the puck over the glass into the crowd, and a student made a heck of a catch. 6:34 to go here in the period. It's 7-1 Minnesota.
Yeah, Cruz leads the Badgers with 13 points so far this year.
Yeah.
I talked about his brother. He just got invited to the U.S. National Junior Team training camp, too, for the World Juniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming up here in about a week or so. World Junior Championship will be played in Nova Scotia December 26th through January 5th. Charlie Stramel's fortunate enough to make it. Oh, look out. Tyson Jugnauth, stick handling in his own zone, kept being forced and pressured back towards his own net. And it was Brody Lamb, I think, or was it Pitlick, that almost carried Jugnauth and the puck into the Wisconsin net.
I'm going to go with Hughlin.
Oh, that was Hughlin. Say. A lot of sevens out there. Hughlin 7, Lamb 17, Pitlick 77. It was Hughlin.
McClellan was aware of the play and was in good position.
Hughlin steals right corner. Walks in untouched. Raises one off the noggin of Kyle McClellan. Nobody picked him up. Just walked right in. Here's Kuhlemans now at